The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
The abuse of taxpayers in this state just keeps getting worse and worse. Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studios. Welcome. We're also streaming on Facebook Live. Welcome to The Big Show. And we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of stories moving on multiple fronts this afternoon. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
Well, before I get to my big lead, I couldn't hear Nick Allard's weather forecast. We getting any snow this afternoon? Do I need to have listeners send me text messages about snow around the region? Or are we good?
Well, we might get some snow flurries still. I think we're going to expect more snow tomorrow morning, but then by tomorrow afternoon, it's supposed to wash out. Hannah Scott just told me that between Olympia and Tacoma, she was seeing quite a few flurries, and in some cases, some areas had it sticking.
I was furious watching local morning news today.
Because you want Snowmageddon?
Because, again, reporters have decided to demonize snow. And so they were showing snow falling in Whatcom County. And they said, but thankfully, temperatures are above freezing, so none of it is sticking. Why is that a good thing? Or no, they said the good news is none of it is sticking.
Because
that's bad news.
You like it because you like to sit in front of your fireplace and
horrible
you love
news.
Having.
And Buddy likes it too.
But if you have to
tennis ball in the snow.
Yeah, if your livelihood depends on you driving from point A to point B, but not.
And again, it would be okay if we were prepared for it, like
we're
Denver.
Just never prepared.
But we are the most ill-prepared.
What, government hasn't
region.
Prepared us?
It takes
We need to prepare ourselves then.
Well, no, but I mean roads, that's fair. And government has to take care of those.
Snow's good. I'm gonna once again be the only media contrarian to say that snow is good, it's beautiful, it's fun.
Oh, I agree.
I love it when I'm inside, too.
How is it that the guy who's recognized as the curmudgeon is the only one who can see the beauty of snow?
Oh, no one's saying snow isn't beautiful, but it does cause some serious problems.
Oh, but thankfully, the good news is none of it's sticking. How did I become the sunniest of personalities in this entire region? When did that happen?
Sorry, almost.
I know, Ursula laughed very loud there, but turned off her mic.
But it's true. It's true
on the snow issue for sure.
I'm the only happy person when it snows, it seems.
Well, happy snowy.
Yeah, and a lot of our listeners are too.
Yes.
I actually think next week is supposed to be more snow.
Good.
So this week.
Good. Bring it on.
This week, get prepared because next week we could actually.
Bring it dumping on. Okay. Let me get to the big lead here. So I've talked to a few cops on this issue now. And I said, what are you doing about people with expired tabs that expired after December of 2019 when I-976 was supposed to kick in? And I've talked to four cops now about this issue. And one said, well, we're not supposed to use discretion to that extent. But he goes, I'd have a real tough time if somebody's driving an older car. And they said, look, I voted for 976. I can't afford $400 tabs. And it passed. And I just can't afford it. One cop said it would depend on the circumstances. I've talked to three officers who have said that they would just give warnings. All three cops. Now, that's a very small sample, and it's not indicative of what your experience is going to be if and when you get pulled over by a cop for expired tabs. But if you tell them, I voted for 976, the people voted for 976, it passed, I can't afford this, they're taxing this car, you know, whatever car you're in, if it's worth $3,000 and Sound Transit is taxing it like it's worth $8,000, I think a lot of cops are going to show mercy. And I'm going to ask the officers who are listening right now to text me and tell me. I'd like to get a bigger sample than the four that I've personally spoken with. But text me if you're a police officer and tell me if you are showing some discretion, some mercy for people whose tabs expired in December or now in January. Because now a second month's worth of tab notices have gone out. And it's killing a lot of people, a lot of working class people, a lot of middle class people. It's killing them. If you have a husband, a wife, and a 16-year-old kid, and you scrimped and saved to get them a car, you might be paying well over $1,000 just in car tabs. So Jay Inslee said, well, we're going to keep collecting the car tabs for this court challenge because, of course, politicians, their desire for our money is insatiable. And they will do anything to get as much of our money as possible. And they don't need to show that they're doing any good in return. The homelessness industry being a perfect example of that. Jay Inslee said, well, we'll take the money when people pay their car tabs, and we will set it aside, like in escrow, in trust. And if the courts uphold 976, then we will refund that money to all of the taxpayers. Now, I don't believe they're going to refund all of your money. I don't believe that for one second. And so there's a contentious moment this morning because Jay Inslee was addressing journalists down in Olympia. And Tim Iman went down to confront him. Tim Iman sent an email earlier today and said that Jay Inslee lied when he said the government would set aside the money collected from 976. According to Iman, this is Iman's contention. Inslee was only talking about the vehicle weight fees imposed by state government, but that all of the taxes that cities and Sound Transit are collecting are not being set aside. They're being sent to those agencies or entities, and they're being spent, and they almost certainly will not refund your money if what Iman is saying is true. And after seeing and hearing the confrontation at this AP event today, where Iman tried to confront Inslee about this, and Inslee refused to say if he was setting aside all of your money from this illegal tax that is still being collected from you, from me, from my daughters. And so here was the moment, and oh, Inslee, I'm sure, was so proud of this, because he had a line all rehearsed for Iman, quite clearly. Okay, so Iman says, you said you were going to put this money in escrow. Are you or are you not doing it? And then all of Inslee's people start closing in on Iman and saying that Inslee's not taking any questions and from the public, and they shut Iman down here. How about that? Iman asked, is it all being put in escrow, which is what Inslee had promised? Now, Inslee also promised he wouldn't raise taxes to you and me on this show. But Iman says, is it true? Are you putting the money in escrow like you promised? And Inslee says, I'm not going to answer your question. Listen again. Oh, what a zinger by Jay Inslee. You need to sit down. Just don't steal that chair. What a good line.
Let me make a suggestion. We're talking about taxes. You need to sit down. Just don't steal that chair.
You're running off the chair. It's not your opportunity to ask questions. It's a very
obvious question. Now all of Inslee's people are closing in. They're saying you're not allowed to ask questions. They're standing between Iman and Inslee.
The money that is in escrow, is it the entire money or is it only a portion of it?
So the third time, you said you were going to put all of this money in escrow. Is it all of the money? Or is it just the state excise fee, which is a tiny percentage of what you pay on your car tax?
Is it a portion of the money or is it all the money that's above $30?
Have a chair. You're welcome to have a chair.
Very serious.
So he asked four times, and then Inslee again said, take a chair, which is Rules, his hilarious rehearsed line, because Iman did steal a chair from the office supply store last year. So the governor of the state promised he would hold this money in escrow, and now he won't say if he's holding all of that money in escrow. It really is amazing. And so, I'm just being handed a note by Nicole. Iman's going to join us at 12:30 live. Okay, so we'll get the latest on this. So I don't know what to tell you. One of my daughters, she got her car tab bill in December. And she said, "Dad, I voted for 976. I can't afford this. What should I do?" And I said, "Well, you cannot pay it, and you're going to assume the risk of getting a ticket if a cop who's out there as a tax collector, an illegal tax collector, pulls you over. But if you have a cop who has a sense of grace and fairness pulls you over, they'll just give you a warning. But everybody's got to make that own decision, their own decision, because you may have to pay fines if you don't pay your car tabs. But what the way government is handling this, the way Jay Inslee is handling this, once again, is absolutely shameful. Shameful. A lot of good heart. And by the way, 976 passed in Snohomish County, passed in Pierce County. It passed in King County if you back out Seattle. But in all of suburban and rural King County, 976 passed with 52% yes vote. Now, hardly anybody ever tells you that stat. They always say, well, King County. King County is the ones that overwhelmed us. No, it was just Seattle. But you get out of Seattle, and 52% of King County voters outside of Seattle voted for 976. Pierce County, 66%. Eight counties in our state were above 70%. If you take Seattle out of the equation, statewide, voters 56% voted for 976. If you take King County out of the mix, 59% of the state voted yes. And so because of just the Seattle city limits and the voters in the city, you have Jay Inslee authorizing this, what I believe is an illegal collection of taxes, and not because it's pending the court review, but because it's illegal how they are valuing your cars. And now that the voters, Jay Inslee, he's run for re-election, right? Man, if there's only a strong opponent going up against Inslee. Anyway, but Jay Inslee knows that overwhelmingly the people of his state are saying, help me on these car tabs. And he is saying, screw you. Okay, I'm in live at 12:30, right after the bottom of the hour news. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Big Local.
And then there's some really interesting stuff coming out about a brand new Crosscut Elway poll about how our state is doing and how Jay Inslee is doing. And the answer is not very well. More people developed a negative opinion of Jay Inslee in this state because of his run for presidency than were helped by his run for the presidency. 17% have a more positive opinion of Inslee because he ran for president. 29% have a more negative opinion since he ran for president. 52% unchanged. And Inslee's overall negatives are pretty bad. Inslee's overall rating in the state, according to this poll, 40% have a positive impression of the job Inslee's doing, 57% negative. But this just shows how bizarre voters are. Because even though Inslee is way upside down in favorable ratings, still 46% of people say that they will vote for him for his re-election as governor. One other thing, really interesting. I'm going to talk to Maria Frost from the Washington Policy Center at 1:30 this afternoon. But the road tax, I have told you, this is going to be the the fight of my professional life, because there are all these forces in there in place right now to implement a road tax in Washington. So every inch you drive, they will put a tracking device in your and my car, and they will tax you per mile driven. But the plan is, as soon as they get that transponder in our vehicles, the plan is what they call variable pricing. I've been telling you about this for years now. They'll want to charge you $30 to drive into Seattle in morning rush hour, 50 cents to drive to your local grocery store or to take your kids to elementary school. But they want to make every inch of every road a toll road in Washington. And I will tell you, in this brand new poll out this afternoon, I'm really happy to see this. 55% of people oppose that, the toll roads. Only 32% support it. And by the way the question was written, they said to raise money for transportation, the State Transportation Commission has recommended the state replace all or some of the gas tax with a fee based on the miles you drive. Do you favor or oppose it? Well, they oppose it. But I'll tell you stuff that's not included in that question. They don't want to use this for improving our roads. They want to use it to funnel it to mass transit. So the people who are driving, who are stuck in gridlock, who have to drive because they're in sales or trades, who have to drive because they race out of work to coach their son's Little League team or their daughter's basketball team, they have to drive because they're involved in their community and are on some city council, suburban city council committees, and you can't take mass transit if you have a lot of things you got to get done. They want to take your money and funnel it to mass transit so politicians can force everybody out of their cars. This is about human societal engineering. So I'm happy to see right now 55% oppose. I will do everything I can with your help to stop tolling of every road in the state. And that is your big lead.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Ursa's going to check the news, and then we're going to continue with the breaking news this hour. Did Jay Inslee lie when he said that he was going to keep your 976 car tab money in escrow? And the confrontation in Olympia today, you just heard the audio. Now you're going to hear one of the combatants live next on the Dory Monson Show. Love to hear your thoughts and everything. Our text line brought to you by State Roofing, 98973. That's 98973. So a couple hours ago down in Olympia, after Tim Iman sent out an email this morning saying that Jay Inslee lied. Jay Inslee said that he was going to take the car tab money that is still being collected, even though 976 passed, and put it in escrow so it can be refunded to the taxpayers if 976 is ultimately upheld. Inslee was at an event for journalists, an AP event, and here's a little more of the confrontation if you didn't hear it.
You said you put money in escrow.
Okay, Iman asked four times, are you putting this money in escrow so it could be refunded to the taxpayers? And Inslee said, I am not answering your question. Exclusively. Tim Iman joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. Hello, Tim.
Hey, appreciate you having me on, Dory.
Okay, so first of all, I'm looking for where Inslee said he was going to put all of the money in escrow. I found a statement from the governor's office in November where he said he was going to put the state portion in escrow, but I can't find any place where he said he was going to put all of it in escrow.
That's the point, is that many of the stories that were ended up being written, they said, don't worry, everybody, it's all being set aside. And he was only talking about the state portion, but I know of a ton of people are all going, why are you so upset, Tim? They're setting aside all the money in escrow. Let's say somebody pays $500. They're thinking $470 is sitting in some escrow account. No, like $20 is sitting in an escrow account. Sound Transit's still collecting your taxes. Your cities are still collecting these taxes. He's purposely misleading voters and not giving them the full story because he's basically not doing what the voters want, which which is implementing $30 caps by saying, oh, don't worry about it, it's all in escrow.
Well, but I'm going to give Inslee a little bit of grace on that, because that's what he said in his statement. I'll blame the media, because I think most in the media have horribly mischaracterized that the money was going to be held in escrow. But if Inslee said it was only going to be the state portion and they're only holding the state portion, I think that's more the fault of the media being a water carrier for all of this illegal taxation. But Inslee, by the letter of what he said, I can't find where he lied on this.
I really do, because I think he understands perfectly what's going on. He knows that the voters want this. But he said that, oh, voters may have been confused by the ballot title that the AG ended up putting out there.
Oh, yeah. So no, I agree with you on that.
Really,
yeah.
Thin ice. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you on that. Look, this notion that the voters were confused, which is essentially why the court issued this injunction so they can still collect the money, it's insane. They spent $5 million on a no campaign, and people heard more about why they shouldn't vote for this than any initiative campaign in recent memory, and people still voted for it. So people weren't confused, and I think that, yes, I think the King County Court conspired to help King County out with collecting this money.
Well, and I think the real, you know, genesis of the corruption was Bob Ferguson not moving this thing out of King County. I mean, I filed a new lawsuit. It's being heard 1 week before the King County case. It's going to be heard in Thurston County, and Thurston County is going to decide this thing on January 31st. And then on February 7th, 1 week later, the Kangaroo County, King County, is going to end up making their decision. It's all going to the Supreme Court. But, I mean, the thing is so rigged. And the thing that I thought I couldn't have done more of was saying, I'm going to this public building, and I'm going to confront Jay Inslee. I'm going to ask Jay Inslee a question. I emailed Jay Inslee's office this morning. So they all knew I was going to ask him a question, and it's a pretty straightforward one. I put it in the email, yet he refused to answer the question. Instead, he let everybody just swarm all over me not to ask a question. A regular citizen in a public building couldn't ask the governor a simple question.
Yeah, no, and you asked him in the clip I played, I believe, four times, are you holding all of this money in escrow? And again, let me go back and play this, where he flat out said, I'm not going to answer your question.
You said you put money in escrow. Is it all the money that is going to be?
Right there. He said, Tim, I'm not answering your question. But then he did have this rehearsed line for you right after that.
You certainly did.
Okay. You need to sit down. Just don't steal that chair.
He is so clever with 3 hours advance notice. It's amazing what they can come up with. No, I mean, I thought the funniest part, he said, Rachel, who's the Associated Press reporter, make him stop.
I got to find this audio. Who was saying that?
That was Jay Inslee. He said, Rachel, you need to listen to Rachel. Rachel's making you stop talking. He was like hide behind the skirt of an Associated Press reporter rather than just simply answering the question that he knew was coming by me. Is all the money in escrow, yes or no? He wouldn't answer basic questions. Rachel, and he's reaching out to her for help.
Because this was an AP event, so she was kind of running the thing?
She was kind of running the thing.
I heard everybody in the media got furious at you for barging in on their event.
It's truly outrageous. In a public building where you end up having this press event where people are asking the governor questions, the temerity of a regular citizen standing there and asking a question too, it is pretty outrageous. Now, I got into a little bit of trouble last year. I ended up playing the presidential march on my cell phone when Jay Inslee walked in last year, so I was already on thin ice this year as well. But, I mean, it was a serious point. Is all the money in escrow, yes or no? Clarify it. Let everyone know that if you're paying $600 in your car tab, they're not keeping $570 in some escrow account. The reality is you're not paying $30 because Jay Inslee refuses to listen to you and introduce a bill to adopt the $30 rather than sitting around waiting for a court to decide whether or not you were confused or not.
Okay, I only have about 45 seconds. So you are contending, and I haven't confirmed this other than what you said in your email today, but you are contending that Sound Transit and the local cities are still collecting that money. Presumably they're spending the money. And then do you believe that they will never refund this money if 976 is ultimately upheld?
I'm only saying that they're not sticking in some kind of escrow account. They're just basically spending it like there's no tomorrow, like the initiative didn't pass. The state government's saying we're going to freeze all these transportation projects that have nothing to do with car tabs. They're doing all sorts of stuff. But all the other local governments, including Sound Transit's, business as usual. There's just no difference. And Jay Inslee could fix it tomorrow simply by doing what Gary Locke did 20 years ago and said, the voters knew what they were doing. We're just going to adopt a bill, get it over with, call it a day. Jay Inslee instead is refusing to do that. No. And I think that that level of arrogance and how rigged it is, I don't think it's that outrageous that a citizen ask a person that's elected to office in a public building a question about it.
I agree. I think it's shameful the way they're dealing with this. You know what you should have done at the end of this whole thing, Tim?
Tell me.
You should have picked up that chair and walked out with it. You really should have.
Never again.
You really should have. Okay. All right, Tim. I appreciate you coming on with me.
Thank you, man.
Okay, see you later. Tim Iman joining us live. Like I said, your thoughts, text me 98973. That's 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Right smack dab in the middle, or Western Washington, of the impeachment debate, because Adam Smith, Congressman Adam Smith, we haven't heard back from his office yet, Nicole. He's still not yet. They said he might come on with me this afternoon. And one of the things I like about Adam Smith, I disagree with him on almost everything, but he usually comes on with somebody who he disagrees with. And I always appreciate and respect that. But this was bizarre. Adam Smith, I'll play it for you in Fastest 15. I want to give it, I want to let it breathe, as we say. But he said, yeah, Pelosi should just send it to the Senate and let's get this over with. And then he must have gotten called on the carpet because he sent out a tweet and said, yeah, I misspoke on CNN. I'll tell you the whole story coming up, but at the top of the hour, right after the top of the hour news on the Fast 15. But Nancy Pelosi, she said the reason she hasn't sent the impeachment articles to the Senate, this is, I don't know if it's comical or sad, it's delusions of grandeur. The House and the Senate are separate for good reasons. That was by design. And Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want to send over impeachment unless she can manipulate that the Senate will somehow work against Trump. Because right now there's no indication that they will, and she doesn't want to send it over and have it die. And so all this is very strange to me, because throughout the impeachment debate, they continually told us the president was an existential threat. So why don't they send it over to the Senate if the threat was so existential? Here she is. This is pathetic.
With impeachment, you will keep asking me the same question. I keep giving you the same answer. As I said right from the start, we need to see the arena in which we are sending our managers. Is that too much to ask?
What? So, as the Speaker of the House, she needs to see the arena where we are sending our managers. So, she thinks she has some or should have some control and influence over the Senate. That's not the way our government works. But that just, it's a continuation of this absolute clown show. And remember when all the networks, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, they were just obsessed with impeachment for weeks. They were gleeful when the House passed it. And then it died. It like died that day. It was the most empty, nonsensical action imaginable. And everybody else has moved on except for them. But, and then I like this too. Donald Trump was criticized brutally in 2016 because a white supremacist, Richard Spencer, supported his presidency. Richard Spencer, brutal white supremacist, went on The View and said, yeah, I'm withdrawing my support for Trump. Listen to the kind of people in the audience of The View and on the panel who love white supremacists if they don't support the president.
There was one small thing you were saying, what's some good news? This is a tiny thing that I noticed. You remember Richard Spencer? He's basically the organizer of Unite the Right,
lunatic,
the white nationalist group that was marching in Charlottesville. It was all in for Trump. Not anymore. Here's his quote. He tweeted last night, I deeply regret voting for and promoting Donald Trump in 2016.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I mean, that's big. That's interesting.
Do you know why?
Well, it has to do with the support.
Trump for a white supremacist in the audience of The View. I mean, how much more stupid can you get? They hated the man in 2016, and he was a reason why Trump was dangerous. White supremacist supports him. But now the white supremacist denounces Trump. Oh, Richard Spencer! We love Richard Spencer now! Which just proves that the radical left loves white supremacists. Okay, we got a lot more to do. You want another reason not to like Nancy Pelosi? She is a 49ers fan. Okay? That, this bizarre thing with our local congressman Adam Smith on CNN today, and all the other news. Coming up in the Fastest 15 next.